Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadil ladhin istafa amma ba'd. Continue the muzakara of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is extremely important that we make a concerted effort to bring it into our life. And then see how Allah Ta'ala will give the ummah great honor once again. Yesterday we did the sunnah of miswak. That is the sunnah to make miswak every wuzu. Whenever you're making wuzu, and just not as a habit, but it's the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by that, our ibadat will increase by 70-fold. Then also the sunnah method of holding the miswak. To what Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas now is narrated as follows: place a small finger of the right hand below the end of the miswak, and place the thumb below the head of the miswak. So the miswak will be you on top, small finger will be at the end, and the thumb will be in the front, and these three fingers will be on top, so it's easy to handle the miswak. And then start from the right side, top and bottom, left side, top and bottom, like that. And the remaining fingers placed on top. And the sunnahs of wuzu, there are 18 sunnahs in wuzu. By fulfilling these sunnahs, one's wuzu will become perfect and proper wuzu. And it seems lot, and it seems 18, but it's all what we are doing, but become conscious that we do it properly. Then see the value of our wuzu. One is, the first thing is to make intention. And intention in the heart that, Ya Allah, making wuzu to make your ibadat, to perform salah, to make. So this is the niyyah that a person should make when performing wuzu. And everything that is to be present. A person is making wuzu, his whole wuzu, but his mind was not conscious. He wasn't present. He didn't make no niyyah. So there's no wuzu there. So we should be conscious that we are making wuzu. One is firstly, obviously, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And then, for what reason? That is to make ibadat. Without ibadat, in any of its namaz, if it's Quran Sharif, tilawat, whatever. Then, brief explanation of the ash'ar that we recite when making the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We do one, two ash'ar with regard to when we make the zikr of Allah, Allah. We did the first and the second ash'ar. And then now another poem that is read in between, and this used to be generally the poem of Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali, great lover of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as used to say, Allah, 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 then instantly from his heart, Allah, Allah, Iche Shiri Naftanam, Shiro Shakkar Misha Wajanam Tamam, that Allah, Allah, what great ecstasy also, and great shock that, Allah, how sweet is your name, Iche Shirin Asnam. Your name is so sweet, such a sweet name your name is. And then he gives it the similitude of what we feel sweet, and which is that our sweetness and the sweetness of dunya can never compare an iota to the sweetness of the name of Allah. But to make us understand, then you say, Allah, what we understand of sweetness, Shir wa Shakar, that if you got a nice glass of milkshake or milk, and you add all the sugar and all the other things that they add in there, that misha wa jamanam tamam, more sweeter than the most enjoyable drink, milk mixed with honey, etc., or with sugar, more enjoyable than the best treat is your name. But unfortunately, we don't feel the sweetness of the name of Allah, because as we do the course, and we have to carry on in that course. And as according to how much we carry on, then we'll start understanding how enjoyable it is to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, like even in dunya, certain people, they don't enjoy certain sweet things because they got a problem on their tongue. They got taste problem. When they go for treatment and Allah give them shifa, now they understand, oh, this thing is sweet like this, like that. So when we do our spiritual treatment here by the very top specialist, then inshallah we'll start understanding what is the sweetness of the name of Allah. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and an iota of this reality. Continue at our sabak in Arwadu Salah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, kad afla al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim الْخَاشِعُونَ صدق الله العلي العظيم. We started now the second sabak, which is now the reality of coming into namaz. The first thing was our niyat, and that is solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obedience to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the takbir al-tahreema, what is the reality of that? That when we may say our Allahu Akbar, now everything else that is out of namaz, all that becomes haram in namaz. And qiyam, standing in front of who? And we are presenting ourselves in front of who? So then we learned that after a person has said, now coming to your namaz with all the proper etiquettes, adabs, and you realize who you coming to, which invitation, you got a very, very royal invitation. You took all the proper precautions of your purity, etc., dressed properly according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now you walk with great dignity and honor into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you came in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you realize there's one direction. I have to face my direction to the Kaaba Sharif. And as it was explained, we read yesterday, that the Kaaba Sharif is the naaf, the navel of the entire earth. When there was no geographical equipment to work out that what is the center of the earth, at that time Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. So it shows, that alone shows the existence of Allah. That alone shows the greatness of Allah. When no mankind had no equipment, anything, and Allah Ta'ala in the center of the earth, where the earth was full of water, the whole earth was full of water, and as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, then at the center of the earth, the navel of the earth, Allah make one bubble come out. And Allah turned that bubble into sand. And from there the earth started spreading. How much Allah wanted the earth to spread. And still 70% of the earth is full of water. So 30% Allah spread, very vast. So because the center of the earth is where Kaaba Sharif is. And that is why Allah says also, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتِ وُضِيَ لِلنَّاسِ. Why we send you here, insan, to find Allah. And one way to find Allah, you want some direction. So Allah put His house on the center of the earth, Kaaba Sharif, right in the middle of the earth. And you also made from earth. We are made from sand and water. As Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Kareem, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. That Allah says, we made your body, our grave, the forefather Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, directly from sand and water. Allah made his form. And then Allah blew life into him. Then his progeny, Allah made that now, Allah made our progeny carry on with the great barakat of the name of Allah. Allah made the institution of nikah. And with that droplet of sperm that is made also from the food that we eat. And the food we eat comes from the ground. So that is also, we are also made from sand. The food we eat forms blood. From there that droplet of sperm is formed. And then Allah transferred it into the womb of the mother, and Allah makes that child. So we also, our bodies, and as Allah says, مِنَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. You are made from the sand. Today we can't understand this reality properly, because we got beautiful carpets in the masjid. So we're making sajda on nice carpets, etc. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no carpets in the masjid. That time, like we hear the hadith of Laylatul Qadr, when there was droplets of rain coming through the roof, Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam swayed in the mud. So we realize that I'm made from the sand. So now turn your attention to its origin. And the origin of the body is sand, and that is the Kaaba Sharif. So that is the origin of the body. Now when you face your body to its origin, then that current comes into that body. And that current will start coming. But now that's just the body. What is our reality? A body without life is useless. A body when got life, and life is from Allah Ta'ala, your ruh. So the body is made from sand, and the ruh, where it comes from? وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. All the philosophers and people who like to call themselves philosophers, they're living in a dream world. They are busy. They can't understand Allah Ta'ala. So what is, they got no reality. So we shouldn't be overtaken and even use these terms that, oh, they are all people that are just trying. What is this ruh? A man is in the height of his work, and is now in his prime of his life, and he's got big, big businesses. Allah takes out his ruh. So they just can't understand. So that is the command of Allah. So the ruh, the body Allah made on earth, and the ruh Allah sent from Allah Ta'ala. So the ruh has to, the body has to be in line with the Kaaba Sharif, and the ruh, where is the origin of the ruh? Allah Ta'ala. So focus your heart to Allah Ta'ala. And as we learn from the beginning, without doing a proper course under the direction of a man of Allah, who is connected to Allah, you won't able to connect your heart immediately to Allah. How many times myself, we saying Allahu Akbar for years and years, but we're not connected. We don't, and then we complaining, there's no connection. So you didn't do your connection. So that is why Allah brought us here, and pay attention to this connection, that when we now in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all our direction. And direction, not just we stand with our bodies, our legs, everything should be facing, our feet should be facing Qibla. And according to how we learn in a fiqh, for Hanafis, four fingers facing in between your two feet. And keep it straight towards Kaaba Sharif. And as we straight towards Kaaba Sharif, then there's plenty of Anwarat. All the blessings of the Kaaba Sharif, the most blessings of Allah, is pouring upon the Kaaba Sharif. Then all the Anbiya who entered the Kaaba Sharif, all the Anwarat and all that is still there. And then Allahu Akbar, the great Anbiya who built the Kaaba Sharif, the Barakat of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then after him, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What his son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, there was renovations again in the Kaaba Sharif. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid the praise to Hazrat Aswad. So four great, great, magnificent Anbiya, all their Barakat is descending on Kaaba Sharif. And if we face our direction, scientists now came to understand that from Kaaba Sharif, all positive rays are coming out. And if you show disrespect to Kaaba Sharif, like we face our feet, and we don't, and we like in relieving ourselves, we face our back or the front to Kaaba Sharif, then we throwing negative rays and positive rays. And then we have problem in our life. Like today in our homes, when we enter our homes and we make salam, then the shaitan runs away. And malaika coming. But in our homes, if we make salam, and then we got beautiful Asmaul Husna frame on top, and at the bottom we got the shaitan screen. Now you mixing filth at the bottom with the pure name of Allah. All the doctors in the world won't able to diagnose your disease. And then what you're saying, there's jadu. Hazrat says, you the jadu yourself. Like in UK once, Hazrat was there, and lot of complaints today, jadu, people are jealous, so they made the jadu on me, black magic, and all sihar on me. So Hazrat says, look at how we're walking around. We've got jeans on and boot. In Gujarati, for jadu, you say boot. You got a jean in your head. So you say you got jeans on and you got a boot. And we're walking on the street with one hand a burger and one hand a coke. So where's the jadu? You the jadu yourself. Take out that jinn and boot yourself. Start coming on to sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't walk like an animal and eat. And then eating all junk food. So like that, Allah Ta'ala save us. That we understand and realize that face our direction proper to Kaaba Sharif. And then see all the anwarat already will start coming. And when your heart now is attentive to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah who gave me my life, Allah Ta'ala who is my sustainer, my nourisher. So Allah Ta'ala, when you have placed your outward body in line with Kaaba Sharif, and your inside now, ruh ki taraf uski asal, yani now your soul is towards its original. And what is the original? Haq Ta'ala, jo paida karne wala, uska hai mutawajjih kya chahiye. Or, Allahu Akbar, now you have placed your right direction, and then realize, hamesha awqat e panch, namaz, bila, shubha, waqt, darbar aur huzur ka jaan kar hajat apne arz kare. Allahu Akbar. That five times, and the proper timing Allah is, inna salata kanat al mu'minina kitabam mawquta. That Allah has stipulated the timings when we should be coming for our salah. And we should see, like Hazrat explains these days, as Hanafis also, we are trying to read awwal waqt namaz. Which Hanafi, according to ours, read namaz at its time with Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi stipulated. So read namaz on its proper time, that you don't even have a doubt that am I reading it in the right time or not. Like sadly today, we think we are very busy in our business. So namaz, after asr, you close your shop, there's 2 minutes for the sun to set, and you're performing namaz at that time. And we think we're doing Allah a favor. So that was more important. We don't know what appointment we got. and five times. And why Allah is calling us? Not because Allah need us. Apne Allahu Akbar. Huzur or darbar huzur, the royal court of the kings of kings. Allahu Akbar. That Allah Ta'ala says that everything, the treasures of everything is in by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So whatever you want is by Allah. And Allah is calling you now to present your needs. And Allah Ta'ala is mentioned, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara ila Allah. O mankind, all of you put together, all of you with all your resources, with everything, you are registered beggars in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So come to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and don't think and use your useless brains which Allah gave you now, and you're using it in the wrong way, that you think now if you few people get together, we put all our resources of finances and put it together and make a huge company in the world, like many people think, and we get overtaken, the richest man in the world. But ask him, has he got 1 minute sleep? So what is his riches? So all that, and we'll have the riches in the world, so we don't need Allah in our life. Or with all our intelligence, and we don't realize who gave us that intelligence. Who gave us that wealth? وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمِ What we gave you, and all this ability we gave you, now you say, no, with all our intelligence, we'll build the technology, and we'll control the world with our technology. Allah says that is impossible. With all your technology, everything, Allah will just give you a little rope, and see how it fails. How Allah Ta'ala sends one army of Allah, we don't even know. Allah, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ Who knows the army of Allah Ta'ala? You say you'll wipe out this country, you'll wipe out that country. Allah sends one small fire and all your whole cities are wiped out. You don't know what is happening. So it's impossible. You say you can have the United Nations or you can have the whole World League put together. So we don't need Allah. Allah says it's impossible. You need to come to me for your needs. And of which king is going to give you an offer that come to my house 5 times and I will, whatever you need, present it to me. And Allah Ta'ala will give us all our needs. Allahu Akbar. So come on time with the proper etiquette and realize, did I enter the court of Allah properly? How when a king gives you an invitation or a minister gives you an invitation, you worried, you asking my wife, which clothes must I wear? And did I take my bath? Did I put my perfume? All that. You're coming in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the great honorable invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then realize, ab bayan namaz ka aur mana alfaz ke misal par samjhe. Now understand what is this namaz now. You stood firm in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with honor, with respect, with dignity, with humbleness. And now you're going to present your needs in the court of Allah. Understand the words and the meanings with example. Masalan, jis waqt koi banda kaste munajat aur arz-e hajat ka dil mein mukarrar karke hazir-e darbar khas ka ho aur nihayat ta'zim aur aqeeda durust اور نیت خالی سے رو برو اس بادشاہ عالی کے عالی جا کے کھرا ہو کر اور رخ التفات کا اور طرف سے ہٹا کر کہے اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. Now understand that, for example, when any servant or any slave, a person you working for a boss, very good boss, and the boss now tells you, come, present what you want, come ask what you want. So now when a person has got that royal, honorable invitation, this is the invitation from the kings of kings, that all of us are totally, every minute, in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We think, insan, Allah gives us little strength. Allah ta'ala says, you forgot? يَخَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ ضُعْفٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ بَعْدِ ضُعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ When you were born, what you were? You couldn't do anything for yourself. You came in the world, you are a weakling. Absolutely, you couldn't do nothing. Allah gave you little strength. You come a small boy, now you're riding bicycle, you think you're very strong. Allahu Akbar. And like Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that when the baby is still small, take a lesson from that baby. Whatever it needs, it just cries. When it cries, its stomach is sore, it's hungry, whatever, cry, immediately the mother is running. The mother is busy, the sister, elder sister will run, or the auntie, or the granny. The moment the baby cries, attention of everybody is there. But when you get little big now, you 3-4 years and you're riding tricycle and bicycle, you're playing outside, now you think you're strong. You fall, you get hurt, you make like you don't want to cry. Even you cry, you'll cry one side. Nobody's hearing you. No attention to you. When you come at night, then you got bruises. Your mother say, what just happened to you? What that happened? So when the ummah used to cry to Allah, then Allah's attention used to come. Today we got no time to cry to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah's attention is, and forget time to cry to, we got no time to come to the house of Allah. We got no time for the appointment Allah is giving us, and to present our needs to Allah. And we, Allah Ta'ala has made us, Allahu Akbar. How Allah made this human being, and this human being, Allah gave you brains, and now you get ability, now you manufacturing toys. And you manufacture one walkie-talkie doll, and you getting excited. You bought it for your granddaughter. You put the battery in, the grandfather is more excited than the daughter. And Allah made, Allahu Akbar, Allah made from one handful of soil. What a human being. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِي أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٍ. Look at the sign of Allah. From one handful of sand, our forefather, and then you became human beings, and running in the world, doing this, doing that. Everybody say, I'm too busy. And like our Dada Sheikh, his son, Mawlana Mazhar Sahib says, that today we say we're too busy. We forget when Malakul Maud comes, you're going to tell him also you're too busy. He say, I'm more busy than you, but I need to take you now. So we have to realize Allah Ta'ala made us from that droplet of sand, and we are totally we are dependent of Allah Ta'ala every split moment. So how is it that we can act independent, that I got no time for salah, and to present our needs in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person realizes this, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat explains, once a person was a top heart specialist, and he was just bending down to start his operation, and there he got a heart attack. So if your own heart is not in control, where you can say we can control the world, we can control everything, and that is what shaitan puts in their mind. And Allah leaves you. Allah gives you respite. When you don't make tawbah, you don't make istighfar, Allah just graces you in this world. And that is just a taste what is going to happen in the year after. So when a person now realizes that, now when you got the servant of Allah, that is the most honorable position, to be the slave of Allah. The qasd-e munajat, now your intention that I'm going to beg from Allah. And a secret, you got one-to-one discussion with Allah. Imagine Allah is Rabbul Alameen, but Allah is Rabbi, my Rabb now. Full attention Allah is towards you. And now secretly you're going to talk to Allah. Or arz-e hajat dil mein mukarrar karke. And now when you got a top invitation, and you got a top appointment with the top government ministers, and now from before you think everything is well outwardly, now in your heart you're thinking, what I'm going to say? How must I present it? What all my needs are? So like that, in your mind already, focus your mind. And that is why we learned that cause without the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, under the guidance of the man of Allah, it's impossible. We come here, we'll never be focused. We don't know why we came here. We're not even standing properly. Like we're standing, talking to our friends on the street corner, one leg front, one leg, or you're bowing, bending down little. All that is against the adab of Allah Ta'ala. Yet Allah's attention is to us. So now we're present in the royal court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nihayat ta'zim, what the great, the extreme honor of Allah. Think of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah has given me this opportunity to be in His court. And who is Allah? My muhsini haqiqi. Allah is the one who's given me all the favors. Just to be existing in the world is the greatest favor of Allah. Whether in any form, but Allah made us ashraful makhlukat. So where are we thinking we got no time? Who brought you in the world? You are loving, and even after bringing you in the world, Allah didn't leave us like orphans, we must see to ourselves. Allah is taking care of every split moment, every breath, every drop, every oxygen that we are breathing, every second. Where is it coming from? And what is the qudrat of Allah? So one is to realize the favors of Allah. One is to be a grateful slave of Allah. Like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of, the greatest servant of Allah Ta'ala. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honor, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu, the slave of Allah. When you love like a slave, in the end, realize I'm the slave of Allah. Allah raises you to what heights? Allah took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Mi'raj. Allah revealed Qur'an-i Kareem. What honor. And then we are the slaves, we are the slaves of the slave of Allah, that is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as we learn in front, who taught us all this? So what proper, what great, what having the greatness of Allah in our heart. And thus greatness will come and build as we do our cause of the zikr of Allah. Regularly we come for our islah and we do what we have to do. And aqidah durus, that's also very important. What have the proper belief what who is Allah. Not what we think, and like today, then that is what we explained yesterday. The great benefit of the ulama and our makatib and our madaris, they taught us who Allah Ta'ala is. Otherwise today we sending our children to schools, Muslim schools, and we think that is important. And what is taught to them? Allahu Akbar. We all must have unity. All the different the religious groups have all unity. We all worshiping God. We not don't think of Allah how you think of Allah. How Allah we supposed to think and know Allah. That is who Allah is. Not what we bring Allah in our mind. And today sadly where it led to, as we explained, that Satan works 200 years plans and far ahead of us, and we see the danger but we get caught up. That today Allahu Akbar, we're sending our children to schools, and Allahu Akbar, forget our children. Today ulama, we're having iftari parties with people who commit shirk and kufr, and all say no, we're all worshipping God. Allahu Akbar, what a sad condition. So our qaid has to be correct and know who Allah is. And then again, niyat khalis, that solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has given me this royal invitation. No ulterior motive from my side that people must see me and people must know me or anything. Solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gives us the opportunity to present ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great occasion this is. A person can never understand. And when you realize who Allah is, you have the right belief, then automatically, muhabbat khud adabi muhabbat sikati. Then you won't have to ask, can I go with this kind of topi to the masjid? Or can I go without topi to the masjid? Can I go with this guy with Bermudas to the masjid? You don't have to ask any mufti. You'll think for yourself, who you got love for. That is what automatically you'll just think. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh explained, like a person before he got married, he liked this kind of toothpaste and this kind of toothbrush. Toothbrush, what some people call it. So you like that toothbrush and that which we're not even supposed to be using, that toothpaste. After 1 week, you go and visit your mother. She say, but now you're not using that toothpaste anymore. Say, no, I don't like it. It's not you don't like it. Now your wife likes the other toothpaste. So you like that one automatically. When we come to know Allah and we come to realize who Allah, our muhsin-e haqiqi, that every split moment I am in need of Allah and Allah is seeing to my needs, automatically you'll realize Allah doesn't like this. Immediately I must get, even if I made a mistake, I pay the price for it, I'll get it out of my life. Allah, and I won't even give it to somebody because all are the slaves of Allah. So we have to realize this. And when a person realizes this and you make your intention solely and only for the pleasure of Allah, like when a person's got this important meeting and now he's going to present his special need in the minister's court, somebody stops him, I've got no time now. So when you'll be coming for masjid, where you'll have time to talk to people? Especially if azan is carrying on. Or if azan is gone also, where you'll have time? Immediately your attention will be focused now towards Allah. And khalis niyat say, now what your sincere intention, that I have come, O Allah, as your humble, useless slave. I'm your most useless and I'm totally dependent of you, O Allah, every split moment. And like that also, Allahu Akbar, as Hazrat explains, our Dada Shaykh explained, when we don't understand who Allah is, then we won't understand the laws of Allah. Then we'll have objections to the corporal punishment of Islam, whereas it is so honorable and so much dignity that we are the slaves of Allah, not only when we come for namaz, 24/7. And we're not like beggars who beg from 9 till 5 and they need their begging bowls. We need our begging bowls 24 hours. So Allah gave us our begging bowls. You just put your hand together and see our begging bowls. And it's also, our begging bowls is like, our whole bowl is cracked right round. So Allah gave us a new Bimda. Adab is to keep it in line with your chest and have a small gap in between. So you say, Ya Allah, my begging bowl is broken also. And it's got a hole in between. So put so much that nothing falls out. So middle of the night also, your eyes open up. Actually, Allah woke you up. If you can't lift your hands without lifting your hands, Rabbi khirli, Rabbi, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, have mercy on me. So we are the slaves of the royal court. And we can take from the royal treasure. But now you went to steal from somebody. So when you went to steal, Allah says, you like the prime minister. And you're walking on the street and the poor person selling tomatoes, you take one tomato and you put in your pocket. Prime minister, and you're stealing from a poor man. So we are the slaves of the royal court. And Allah is calling us to ask His needs, our needs from Him. And we go and steal from somewhere. And then now Allah says, this person didn't appreciate his bowl. I gave him a royal cup to beg from me. So cut his left hand off. And that is what all the evidence, everything. Now see how honorable that is. That you are like the man, what is the king? You are the royal slave of Allah and you can take what you want. Allahu Akbar. But we are going to do stupid things. So Allah, to teach us a lesson. And one person see that, he realize, how can I have to go to the royal court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like that, you present yourself in the royal court and understand that I am in the royal court of Allah. Hajat apni arz kare. Now present your needs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. What the correct intention and is. Khalis niyat rubaru is Bacha'i Ali Jah, the greatest kings of kings. You right present in front of Allah. And Allah's immediate attention is upon us. So Allah is everybody's and now Allah is mine. Allahu Akbar. As we learn that now our beginning, when we start talking to Allah, what a discussion that will be. That or ruh iltifat ka, and turn your attention away from everybody now. Now I am going in the court of Allah. I got no time to talk to anybody. And this is only possible when we do our cause of zikr of Allah. Otherwise we'll come in the masjid 100 times and we didn't know where we came. We didn't even come with the right etiquette, etc. Now or taraf hata kar, ruh iltifat ka, or taraf hata kar, or taraf se hata kar. Now your direction, turn it away from everybody. That is your direction of Qibla also. So don't stand crooked. Don't stand with one leg east to west. And like Hazrat says today, one leg facing Bollywood, one word Hollywood. How are you going to get the Noor of Kaaba Sharif? All that barakah that is descending. And it is descending from Kaaba Sharif, it spreads to all the masjid. And we come here and we don't get there. If we came to one visit to Allah, our life will change. We'll come back onto the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we're not doing, how many years we're not doing the cause to get connected to Allah ta'ala. Now when you came, now you're right in the presence of Allah. Now you announce, Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, you are the greatest. How many years we are saying it, Allah ta'ala, we still haven't understood. Allah bahut bara. And not only Allah is the greatest, Allah, you are only great. Because Allah Ta'ala is so kind that Allah gives certain people some honor and we say this is a great person. But actually who gave him that honor? And that is actually that honor that Allah gives you so that you can get connected to that man to get connected to Allah Himself. So that is Allah is only the greatest. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and how many, as our Shaykh explained, how many times in a day we hear it? Over 3, Allahu Akbar. Over 360 times, and during the day over 100,000 times almost, and still Allah's greatness, we stand and you say Allahu Akbar, and we still don't know in front of who we're standing. So that is why very important to do all the elementary cause first also. But even if you didn't do it, you have to come to the court of Allah. You have to, but our namaz, as we see, it's like empty. Then we can't understand how Sahaba drew from namaz. This is when they sat in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they came and they got the Allahu Akbar. And I iota of the marifat of Allah and what they drew from the treasures of Allah. So Allah's treasures are open to today from وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْنْ إِلَّا إِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. All, whatever you need, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, whether it's for your dunya, whether it's for your akhirat, all the treasures are by Allah. It's not in your business. It's not sending your children to school or anywhere. It is by the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now when you say Allahu Akbar, what is this? So isi waqt Bacha Alija apne bande ke qasd اور ارادہ پر مطلع ہو کے عنایت خاص مرحمت فرماتا ہے. اللہ اکبر. The moment you lift your hands and you say اللہ اکبر, at that special split moment, بادشاہ عالی جا, the greatest kings of kings, immediately Allah's focus intentionally now. Allah's focus is on us all the time. But like now when you came humbly in the presence of Allah, like Allah, your children, you all the time thinking of them. But one child came, he got a special need. Like how when Hazrat Ali Rana said, Hazrat Fatima Rajna offered a need to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We're not going into the detail. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam noticed her. He was busy and she had so much shame. She came away. At night Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came special. What you want, my baby? What you needed? So like that, Allah Ta'ala's special, attention is to us. And Allah's special mercy is now descending. Allahu Akbar. Realize that Allah's mercy is pouring upon me all the time. And Allahu Akbar, according to how ulama have explained, all the creation gets so happy. Like when a dead earth, rain comes, and how that earth comes alive, they get so happy. This banda took the name of Allah Ta'ala. And they all start making dua for us also. So it does. So understand this, that Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah's mercy, like Allahu Akbar. Yeah, even many times a person, Allah gives you the opportunity to go and visit Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You're going for ziyarat to Nabi. How honorable. You feel happy. You're telling everybody, I'm going to Madinah to make ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm going for Umrah. And that is also if we know who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. Ba'daz Khuda, Buzurg, Tuhi, Kissa, Mukhtasar. After Allah, you are the greatest owner. But after Allah, you are the greatest. But today, sadly, that also has become just a touring event. That we think we're going to Madinah Sharif, but we don't know whether we're in London or Paris. We went for her right at the door where Allah's special mercies are pouring on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We go without the topi, we come back. Or we go with topi, we come back without topi. We go with proper kurta, we come back with short sleeve kurta. So like that, the person gets so happy to go in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Here you're getting the honor to be in the presence of Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself. So what an honor. And all the masajis are the houses of Allah. To go to Madinah Sharif, you have to book a ticket, all that, and all the expenses here, free of charge. Allah is calling us that come to my darbar 5 times. And now when you, now Allah Ta'ala's special focus is upon you. Allah's mercy is depending. Now understand the masail also is very important. That utana dono haato ka takbir mein, das darbar hona dono jahasin. When you lift your hands in takbir, that is sunnat. But when you lifting your hands, what is? This is the sign that, oh Allah, I have surrendered to you. I am your most useless servant on the earth, your most sinless, sinful servant, and you have called me to your court. Please, I surrender. I accept, I acknowledge that I am full of sin, but you are the most merciful. When a person just says that, the hardest heart will melt. And Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator of mercy, embodiment, how Allah's attention will turn. And the other thing is, that both the worlds I throw away. Now Allah, I don't even want anything of this world. I don't even want the other world. Although Jannat is the great ni'mat of Allah. And we accept, sir, Ankope, those are the real special ni'mat. But oh Allah, I actually want only you. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah Ali used to say that, oh Allah, if I'm getting up for tahajjud salah because I want Jannat, deprive me of Jannat. If I'm getting up, oh Allah, because I want to be safe from Jahannam, throw me in Jahannam. But if I'm getting up and you're waking me up because I want you, give me you. I want you only, oh Allah. Agar tu ek mera to har shay meri. Asma meri, zami meri. Allah is mine, the whole world is mine. What is all the problem? Allah Ta'ala, in you, for us, the problem is big. You come to Mawlana Sahib, in 2 minutes he sort it out. And when you turn to Allah directly, Allahu Akbar. The biggest problem, we make a mountain out of the mole, but come to the court of Allah, and then see how Allah Ta'ala will make us realize anything you turn to Allah. So to raise your hands, now you surrendered, you threw both the worlds behind you, and now, faida, the niyat or takbir, faraz hai. So this is very important also, that not just you think that now I'm in the court of Allah, but you don't know what is faraz, what is sunnat. So masail is very, very important. Fazail is also important to give us encouragement that I must perform my namaz. But without the masail, we don't want to go to the maktab, we don't want to send our children to the maktab. No, school is more important. And madrasa is okay, if they need to take a haircut, madrasa time will take them. Whereas the maktab is so important. Your foundation is, if your foundation is not strong, what is the building going to do? And sadly today, we putting our house on the foundation of the kuffar. Their secular education. And we putting our children's foundation on that. That no, school is more important. And what kind of schools? All these terrible Christian schools, etc. Allah save us. And even the Muslim schools, how sadly. Name Muslim, but everything else besides Islam. Allah Ta'ala save us. So, utana dono haato ka takbir mein 10 bardam. Faida, niyat or takbir farz hai. To make niyat is farz. That I'm going only by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And niyat is not to say, you don't have to say it verbally. Niyat is the heart, the presence of the heart. Yes, in madrasa they taught us when we small. So like a beginner, you learn the rules of by heart. But when you start doing it, then you don't have to say your niyat. But when you stand just for that second, before you say Allahu Akbar, be conscious why I came in the masjid. Now I'm performing Allah's command and I'm the slave of Allah. Allah has given me this honor to be in His presence. And I came to perform my salah and actually beg my needs from Allah Ta'ala and think how Allah's mercy. So now you stand properly and that moment you just make your niyat and think, ihtisaba, iman is that niyat. I believe in Allah, it is my Allah who has called me and I have to, Allahu Akbar. One is it's a farz, but one is a great ni'mat. And on top of it, we the slave and Allah is going to give us so much reward. A slave doesn't deserve any reward. So anyway, or takbir, and to say that Allahu Akbar, very important. We lift our hands and we think this is takbir e tahrima. To lift your hands facing Qibla also, and in line with your ears, your thumb, and then Allahu Akbar. So much that you hear yourself. That first takbir is called takbir e tahrima, which makes everything haram now. And now that is for us to say so loud that you can hear yourself. Baad uske dua iftitah hai, aur isme ta'zeem aur tawheed hai. Now you enter the court of Allah. Now you, so to say, you knocked at the door of Allah. And the royal court opened up for you. What great honor. You entered with your right foot. You read the dua, everything. Now it is the time to make salam to Allah Ta'ala. The beginning, when you start, you don't just come to a royal person and just say, I need this, I need that. You first ask, you make salam properly, and then how you feeling, etc. And then how when he asks you, how honored, honorable you feel. So like that, the first is the opening dua, the opening greetings, and that is full of usme ta'zeem or tawheed. The greatness of Allah Ta'ala is mentioned in there. And tawheed, the oneness of Allah. There's nobody for me, only Allah. And what is that? Wo yehe subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarakasmuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. If we know where we are and who we are talking to, then we'll be focused. That subhanakallahumma. We'll first just read the meaning and then give the brief explanation. Yani start paaki ke yaad karta hu. Subhanak, what your purity, O Allah. I'm remembering that you are most pure and not pure as if we think of ourselves as impure. Allah is pure from any weakness, any deficiency. Not like we say a person, oh, this is a great person. But like our Hazrat says so beautifully, somebody asked one the very great alim, in your town was any great people born? You know, only babies were born. In other words, you were first a baby, you grew up, then you reached that high position, and now everybody say you're great. That is not what Allah. Allah is as great as He is ever. And that great person, he can be a great alim. But if Allah sends one stroke, he can't talk anymore or something. So it's like that, Allah is free from that. And not like if you came to Him and now he's feeling tired, drowsy. Allah is free from any blemish, any weakness whatsoever. So Allah is totally pure and you're standing in the court. And wa bihamdik, all praises. So such a being is worth all praises. Like there are four type of praises briefly. One is you praise yourself. We should not be doing it. But even if you think you're praising yourself, who gave you that? It is only for Allah Ta'ala. One is one banda praises another banda. And if you get overtaken and you don't realize this is Allah's kindness and this is dua for me. So that second praises are also only for Allah. And one is Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala praises His servants. Like, waskur fil kitab Ismail, waskur fil kitab Ibrahim. How things, see my special servants, ni'mal abd, what slaves they were. So when Allah praises you, how honorable that is. And one is Allahu Akbar, the praises of Allah Ta'ala Himself. La usi sanan alayk, anta kama asnayt. All praises is only for Allah. Who can praise Allah in any way whatsoever? And how should we know how to start talking to Allah? How should we know how to make salam? Allah sent Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show us that what in how must we stand, what is humbleness, not what we think we must bow down. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to show us, and those that were present who saw, they saw and they related it to us. Not we, what we want to think and we want to imagine what is humbleness. Otherwise, like today, lot of muhakkik become an alim and now you want to research the Quran Kareem. This came down and from our elders, our pious elders gave us the full explanation of Quran Sharif, etc. If you were not there, like a father is laying on his bed and he starts asking his son, give me some water. Now what does it mean? Give water in a glass, he wants to drink his tablet or something. And he's standing Saturday afternoon by his side, hands are rolled up and he says, bring me some water. So what are you going to take water for? In a bucket he wants to wash. So like that, Sahaba that were present, and when they heard the command of Allah Ta'ala come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam relayed, they knew what is it. And they sent out, and they sent, and taught us, and it came down till today to our pious elders. And today we ordinary, simple, we just qualified, and we think we muhakkiks. And we want to now interpret Quran Sharif, and we that Quran Sharif needs a modern uplift, etc. This is total disrespect. So realize Allahu Akbar, with all that great honor, then you say, Ya Allah, all praises belongs only to you. Sa tarif terike, aur bohot khubiya ka hai. And all goodness is only for you, Allah. In there is the praises of Allah, and is the acknowledgement of shukr of Allah. When you say, Oh Allah, only praises to you, that, Oh Allah, I am indebted to you. You are so kind, you gave me life, and you're taking care of my life, and you're asking, and you're giving me this royal opportunity to come to you, and what a special honor, what special invitation. Allah, the muazzinin, they are the callers of Allah Ta'ala. And we don't even listen to their call. We carry on talking, and worse, we're still in the business or we're watching sports. That is the height of disrespect. And yet Allah Ta'ala tolerates us. If Allah wanted, Allah could have, in a split moment, Allahu Akbar, Allah could have made us blind. And Allah Ta'ala could have made us deaf. But Allah Ta'ala is giving us time. Let's realize, oh insan, who are you? Or, وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ. And Allah, your name is so blessed. So Mubarak is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the whole world is functioning. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La taqumu sa'a hatta yuqala fil ard. Allah, Allah. The whole world will carry on functioning. The sun will rise, set everything and carry on till there's one banda in the remotest corner of the world and he's just taking Allah's name. Allahu Akbar. Allah will let the world function. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, if you do a cause of zikrullah and you start taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way Allah's name has to be taken with honor, respect, Allah will make you Mubarak. And we see how people will come, they say, make dua for me. And put your hand on my child's head, put your hand on my head, blow in my badam. This is the barakat of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is giving us this opportunity with our dirty tongues. We are full of dirt in us. And Allah allows us to come in His royal court. And we still want to show our pride and arrogance that we don't come on time. We don't come properly. Allahu Akbar. Wa tabaraka smuk. Wa ta'ala jadduk. Aur bahut buland hai martaba tera. Allah, your majesty, your greatness is beyond our imagination. Allah is wara'ul wara. We're not even supposed to be able to stand in front of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah's kindness. So when you realize in front of who you're standing, what a great being, and what He's going to shower me with. Allahu Akbar. Or wala ilaha ghayruk. Nahi koi laik bandagi ke siwai tere. That nobody is worthy of worship besides you. This is just the literal tarjuma of la ilaha illallah. When you do your cause of zikrullah, and then like our Dada Shaykh Rasha Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, now when you say wala ilaha ghayruk, that there is nobody siwai tere koi sahara nahi. Siwai tere koi hamara nahi. Oh Allah, there is nobody for me besides you. Laysa kamisli shay. There is nobody can match Allah. وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ. You can't imagine the greatness of Allah, the splendor of Allah, the beauty of Allah, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like if a person has got a heart, if your wife tells you, that who's there for me now? Only you there for me. My father is not there, my brothers, and only you there for me. Your heart will melt. And here you're telling the kings of kings, Allah is the embodiment of mercy and love. And you say, وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُ. Now you just started there, and now you're still going to present what you need in the court of Allah. And where we all men's brains put together, would we ever know how to make salam to Allah? How to come in the court of Allah? And Allah sent His greatest slave, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can't make enough shukr to Allah. And then Allah gave us this Mubarak majalis of our pious elders. That's His word. But not even the whole world can't pay for one moment. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.